How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible.
Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama made it, man. Anything's possible.
Rainy days, jump shot fade away. This is the best Celtics podcast day to day, especially when the season get hectic. I stay waiting on it like receiving a Nets pick. Nothing like the terrible analysts on the TV. So in depth, you might even hear a story on Gigi. So in depth, they might do an hour about the D-League. So in depth, you probably should pay them, but it's a freebie. Yeah, John Corrales and Jay King locked on trying to get the 18th ring. So you can miss me with the blah blah. No more Geno time, we watching Jay do the Zaza. Melodies.
Welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you for making us part of your routine. You notice I left out daily because we actually took a day off this week. So this is 4 out of 5 days we're here for you.
Belichick would hate us.
Oh, yeah, I know. No days off. Well, some days off because we decided to watch the NBA Finals last night, and once those were over, we weren't going to stay up and podcast. It's just, look, cut us a break. But we're here for you. We're still, look, 4 podcasts a week is still 3 more than you're going to get anywhere else. So today we got a fun one. I'm John Corrales. Jay King's with me, fresh off his dominant men's league performance.
So far from the truth.
We're going to have some fun today. First of all, we're brought to you by a very fun sponsor, Boston Paintball. Go to Boston Paintball. Check them out. We're going to give you a special deal if you haven't taken advantage of it already. It's a great deal. It's fun, and it's a locally owned business owned by a Celtics fan, so check them out. We'll get to more on them later. Today, this is kind of like a sort of, for me, it's a pet peeve type of episode, but the whole point of this is to kind of prime you guys, to prime you for the offseason, how to be a good fan in the offseason. A few guidelines so you can seem, and this is not, I don't want to make this sound like I'm shaming any fans, because it's not you guys necessarily. A lot of times media outlets feed this frenzy. So we're going to set up a few guidelines for how to properly kind of approach the offseason and to participate in offseason speculation and rumors while still being a knowledgeable fan. So the idea came from a local media outlet that decided to just throw out, oh, let's come up with Porzingis trades today. And they came up with some of the wildest.
Let's name names.
It's Comcast Sports. Of course, it's Comcast Sports.
CSNNE.
They came out with a bunch of, I'm not even going to get into what they were, but it was basically 3 wild, insane scenarios in which the Celtics would trade for Porzingis. And each one was a little bit more ridiculous than the previous one. And Jay called him out on Twitter. And I get where it's coming from, because just speaking from RedsArmy.com, 11 years of RedsArmy.com, rumors just traffic flies when rumors are posted. And I don't know, people love them. People love talking about it. People love using the trade machine. People just flock to it. They drink up rumors like crazy. So now outlets are just fueling. Anytime there's any sort of anything, it just, let's post it, let's get the clicks, and let's move on. So I have a personal issue with that. It's my own pet peeve, and it's my own thing. It's obvious. So let's just start with the first guideline for me. And that's be realistic. Let's just look at situations. This trade for Porzingis, that's not realistic. That it's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. And sure, I get it's fun to like, oh, well, what if they did decide to trade for Porzingis? Well, this guy and that guy and that guy. And you want to bullshit and have your little fun. Fine, I get it, I guess. But I personally hate it. I hate it, hate it, hate it, because it's not worth my time. It's not worth my energy. I see it. It drives me nuts. They're not trading Porzingis. We're not trading for Porzingis. So the exercise of trying to figure out what it would take takes much more time than it's worth. So,
well, what bothered me about that was, like, this is combat sports, like, literally, like, the television station that broadcasts the Celtics games. And so they can really shape how people talk about the Celtics, and their coverage can help dictate how fans think. And to go out and say, like they offered one trade, it was this year's number one pick, next year's 2018 pick, and Marcus Smart for Porzingis. And it's like, okay, relax, guys. Like John said, be realistic. Kristaps Porzingis has been really good over his first 2 years. He has a ton of potential. He's a 7'3" unicorn. Everybody knows how much potential he has. But he doesn't have as much value as the number one overall pick, even. Like to say they should add on the 2018 Brooklyn pick, which is unprotected, could be in the top five again, and Marcus is just total insanity. And then the other trades that they proposed were total insanity. And I do think like you could offer, or you could propose a trade where the Knicks gave up Porzingis and the Celtics traded the number one pick, and it could have like made at least some sort of sense. And it probably wouldn't have happened. Obviously, like, there's very, very, very little chance that something like that would actually come to fruition. But don't pretend like the Celtics would have to load on all these goodies to get Porzingis. Like, he's really good, he's really talented, but he's also 2 years already into his rookie contract. And the number one overall pick will be just as talented as he is, with probably just as much upside, and also will be under team control on a rookie contract for 2 extra years. So the Knicks would be the ones who had to throw on something else, not like the Celtics throwing on all these other crap. So it bothers me that Comcast, which has so much power in the media game, and can really dictate, honestly, how fans think about the Celtics' possibilities, when they go out and kind of give one-sided options like that, and pretend like a dream world reality, it really dumbifies like everything right, and everybody. So it bugs me, because it's just such control and such fake news to steal right, the term of a powerful man who
the three words that I hate as much as anything in any sports discussion are who'd say no. When I hear or see who'd say no, I say no, because I don't want to think about whatever this is, because very often, and this falls into realistic, people are offering 3 and 4 team trades, which never happen. It's impossible to get 4 teams to agree to this crazy trade. It's almost impossible to get 3 teams to really agree to a deal. And usually when 3 teams do, the third team is just kind of overflow. Like, you look for that team that's like the Celtics when the Cavs were clearing space for LeBron. The Celtics were like, yeah, you know, we've got a little bit of space for you. You want to give us a pick? Sure. You want a player? Sure, no problem. We'll kind of hook that up for you. Not a big deal. That's basically the end of that. But when I hear who'd say no, It drives me nuts. And this gets me to my second point. He is recognize the difference between rumors and BS speculation. And here is where I will include our third co-host, Sam Packard, who was, by the way, supposed to be on this show, but went out and got too drunk.
You're not supposed to say that, man.
Come on.
Let Sam go get drunk. The man just graduated from the Ivy
League. That's fine. That's a fine excuse. But look, he got out and got drunk. We were supposed to do a 3-man pod, and it was a 2-man pod. It's fine. Look, it is what it is. He at least made this contribution where he said, my rule, like any good student of social science, you got to check and evaluate sources before tweeting some nonsense rumor. It goes along with what I'm saying. Like you said, Jay, Comcast Sportsnet is the home of the Celtics. They're the official station. So when they tweet or put out something or have this discussion, it carries merit. But on top of that, like Bill Simmons will always say, I heard something about, like in his last podcast, I heard people rumbling about Isaiah Thomas being traded. And then he threw out potential trades. And people will look at that and be like, oh, that's a rumor. And especially, and this is another thing that really bothers me, this is a total Festivus airing of grievances right now, it's when other blogs or bloggers will treat that speculation with legitimacy and post it as, oh, Comcast Sportsnet said, who'd say no to this Porzingis trade? Let me write up 700 words on why this will or will not happen. Like, don't give it that legitimacy. It's just BS speculation. Stop it. Like, that.
But I will say, like there are certain circumstances where that can be, like, a fun post. Where, like, let's say it was more realistic and it could potentially be a possibility. And you could actually explain what it would take to make a trade between two teams and have them both meet in somewhere. And maybe discuss what the chances are of it. I do think that there's a way to do it with legitimacy and to do it in a way that's respectable.
I agree, by the way.
And I think sometimes people are bad at that. And I'm probably bad at it sometimes, too. I'm not going to lie.
No, I'm terrible at it. I don't like to do it. I never participate in it. I never speculate. I just don't like it. I don't like to do it. But let's tie this back into be realistic. The Knicks are not trying to trade Porzingis. The Pelicans are not trying to trade Anthony Davis. So we can't. The Warriors are not trying to trade Klay Thompson. Like these types of things are not happening. So be realistic. If you want to trade for somebody, look for somebody that may actually be trade bait. Look, you want to try a public trade? That's at least realistic. Jimmy Butler, or you look around the league for somebody who's actually potentially a trade chip, yeah, then that's fine. And if you start to hear legitimate rumors from legitimate reporters that say, we hear that so-and-so might be available, somebody might be shopped. Now we're talking. Now we're saying if Woj says Danny Ainge is fielding offers for Avery Bradley, now we're talking. Now we're getting to the heart of things. So that's what I'm talking about. And I really don't want to try to – I'm not trying to ruin anybody's fun. Obviously, you go do what you're going to do, and fine. Enjoy the sport how you want to enjoy the sport. But treating speculation – like it's an actual rumor? No, it's not, that's not good. That's not a real report. You want to have fun with BS speculation? Fine, but treat it as such.
Get him, John. Get him, baby. Tell him how you. And I do think, like when you talk about Anthony Davis, I do think there's legitimacy to the fact that maybe the Celtics will position themselves to make a run at him in a few years, because like. Honestly, if you look at the Pelican situation, it's easy to see where he could stay disgruntled and they could stay mediocre to pretty bad. And one day when he's closer to finishing his contract, both sides could say, you know what, I don't think Davis going to stay here because the Pelicans have done such a bad job. And Anthony Davis will say, yeah, guys, like, you need to trade me or else I'm not re-signing. So I do think, like there is that type of foresight in front offices. And maybe the Celtics will try to position themselves to make a run at Anthony Davis years from now. But I don't think making a run at him right now is at all realistic. Like, they could pile up everything they had and use all assets, and it still probably wouldn't be enough to pry him away from a team that literally traded for DeMarcus Cousins months ago to try to give Anthony Davis the proper amount of help for the first time. And obviously, like, Cousins and Davis weren't electric right away, but you got to give that some time.
Sure.
Those are two really good big men, two really talented big men. So, I don't know. So there are ways to talk about these things where it's legitimate. But when you force it and when you go over the top and when you offer totally unrealistic fake trade proposals, it bugs me, man.
It does. It bugs me. It bugs me, too. What does not bug me, though, is paintball and going to Boston Paintball to take advantage of this deal and becoming the hero to your group, your family, your bachelor party, your graduate. Sam Packard and his that would have been great for Sam. He just had his fifth year college reunion. I know he had a great time with that, but they could have gone to Boston Paintball and had an even better time by participating in this super fun, kind of updated, not the thing that you normally think of when it comes to paintball. They've really kind of grown over the past 20 years. Now, Boston Paintball is a long-time Boston business. They're the biggest and best in New England for paintball for 25 years. They offer Splatmaster for your kids, 8+. So you can take, like, a birthday party. Happy 8th birthday, Jimmy. Let's go play paintball. How much fun is that? A low-impact classic paintball for players ages 10+. So, hey, Jenny, happy 10th birthday. Let's take you and all your friends, and we're going to go play paintball. Low-impact, so you're not all crying and going crazy and get bruises all over. No, it's good. It's fun. And then you've got your private group play option. At three locations in Massachusetts for completely different playing experiences. You go indoors and at night in Chelsea. You go outdoors in Woods in Maynard. Or you participate in a Walking Dead-esque 23-building apocalyptic cityscape in Ashland with a hospital, airplane, army deuce. I mean, all sorts of crazy stuff over there.
I'm not going to lie, that sounds crazy.
It sounds amazing. It sounds amazing. I need to experience this firsthand. This is happening this summer. Like, I may never leave. So, Boston Paintball is a local business, guys. A locally owned, Celtics fan-owned business. It got its start over in Causeway Street in the shadow of the old Boston Garden back in 1992. They've been part of the good times for over 1 million players. They are leaders in this field, in this industry. You can trust them. You can trust them to take care of your kids, trust them with your special occasion, and you're going to have great memories at Boston Paintball. So this is what you got to do. BostonPaintball.com to make your reservation online. Use the coupon code GREEN when you're booking. You'll get $50 off a group package. So go to BostonPaintball.com. You get video tours of each facility so you can figure out which one you want to go to. Book it with the coupon. You get $50 off a group package. Now, if you guys want to make up trade scenarios while you're going to Boston Paintball, fine. Here's my third rule. Understand the rules. And I'm not talking about being a cap expert like our friends Ryan Bernardoni or Sam Sheehan. You don't have to be a total capologist, but understand the basic rules. Understand that some guys can't be traded because they have a no-trade clause. Don't start wildly speculating about Carmelo Anthony because he's got a no-trade clause. understand that salaries have to match in scenarios. Understand just basic things. And then you'll at least, if you want to speculate, and you can come up with a good deal within the framework of the collective bargaining agreement, then do it. If you don't know what that is, it's easy to learn. Ask me or Jay or Ryan or Sam, or go to cbafac.com, cbafaq.com. That is an intense, highly technical, but very detailed breakdown of the collective bargaining agreement. You get to see what the salary cap looks like. You get to see what the luxury tax looks like. And you get to understand what kind of goes into making a deal. Again, don't get too technical. I'm not trying to ruin your fun. But you can't just say, well, if we give this guy this and we take back this, if it doesn't work, then you don't sound like an intelligent fan. Just do a little bit of research, and then you can start coming up with good ideas.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure you're solid. Make sure you at least have some idea what you're talking about before you come with the BS. Don't come with BS, man. Don't come with BS. Especially with BS if you're paid to do this.
Oh, yeah.
And,
that's...
and if you're a legitimate outlet, then don't come with the BS. Like, yeah, if you're a fan just dicking around, seeing what could be possible, go for it, man. Like, talk about nonsense. I
sure,
don't care.
That's fine. Talk about whatever nonsense you want, but I'm just saying you can't trade Al Horford for Chris Dunn. You know, like, you can't just say... like something like that. Like you just
that would not be a good trade anyway.
That would not be good, but you know what I mean. I'm just saying that there are certain, just understand the rules. It's just and just little things. And my final thing is, don't overreact. Don't say, again, Porzingis as the example, because this is exactly what happened. Porzingis was pissed off at the end of last season. He left without doing his exit interview. Now he's in Central Europe, and people are like, oh my God, maybe they're going to trade Porzingis. Let's come up with all these Porzingis trades. Just chill out. Just chill out. It's not, that's not happening. So don't overreact to it.
That's another one that you need to know the rules too, because honestly, it doesn't matter if Kristaps Porzingis is pissed off at the Knicks, because you know what? They have him under contract for 2 more years. And then after that, they'll have to match any offer he receives. So it literally does not matter if he's pissed off at the Knicks. Like, he can be as pissed off as he wants to. He can skip every exit interview he ever has. And it really, really doesn't matter. And obviously, it would be better if your young star doesn't hate your organization.
Sure, sure.
But at the same time, like, It really doesn't matter, and he can hate them on, and they can say, you know what, we don't care. Like, we're still gonna keep you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
That's it. And then going back to, like, if you're, when it comes to the knowing the rules, just understand that now that the Celtics season is over, that guys like Jarebko, they're, you can't move these guys anymore. Like, these guys are coming off the books, and they're free agents. So we can't include guys like that, and we can't trade for guys like that. It's just like little nuanced things. But yeah, a rookie who might be pissed off is you can't make that move. If Jaylen Brown for some reason said, I didn't like how many minutes I got, I'm pissed off. Screw you, Danny. Screw you, Brad. I'm not coming back. You're like, all right, fine, but we've got you under control for like 4 more years. So if you want to get paid, you better come back. It's very simple stuff. So this has basically been me just saying, don't be stupid.
This is our Festivus.
It really is. It's a total airing of grievances. But I think, again, I'm not trying to ruin anybody's fun. I know it might sound that way, but I just want, within that framework of have your fun, do it in a way that at least makes sense, so where people can participate in the conversation. Because once you say, let's trade for Porzingis and let's give you Marcus Smart and two draft picks, it's like, oh god, I'm not even going to pay attention to that. It's over. Done. Like, I can't even. And I'm even willing to play the Porzingis game, because I'm looking at the Knicks and being like, maybe they're stupid enough to do something like that.
That's the thing. Like, you could literally, you could really make a trade proposal that, honestly, it wouldn't happen, probably, under most circumstances. It would be very unlikely, like most trades are. But you could put one together that you'd be,
Right. But definitely not two picks.
And I feel like we're unfairly piling on Comcast, because they've been the ones doing this over the last 2 or 3 days. And like, they're trying to make content in the summer when there's really not much going on. But it really, like, this is a widespread problem, and man,
it is tough.
It's tough.
I think if we focused on the actual rumors and understanding that when a reporter says we're hearing that this team is open to this. It's an actual rumor. When Bill Simmons says, who says no? That's not a rumor. That's Bill Simmons, who is the opposite of me, who loves this stuff, loves coming up with trade proposals, will throw, if he could just spend his entire day putting trade proposals out, he probably would. Fine. That's fine. But I get filling the space, but that's not a rumor. That's just a guy that's Potter talking, which is fine. You can go talk to him, and he's somebody that'll engage with that, and go have fun with that.
And Simmons does it in the right way, though. Like he does it, like, he puts a lot of thought into it, and he'll throw out interesting like proposals that probably in most cases at least make some sort of sense. And so I think he does it in the right way, and he makes it clear that it's just him thinking.
Right. You know?
So I don't ever have a problem with Bill Simmons doing that. He just has fun with it, man. Honestly, he must spend so much time thinking of fake trades. I'm not good at thinking of fake trades. And like, I can look at situations and think, oh, maybe there's a trade partner there, maybe there's something to be done there. I'm really bad at thinking of actual fake trades and knowing the value of players. So I honestly have respect for people who put that much time and thought into it before putting stuff like that out. So I'm on board with the Bill Simmons, because he's just having fun with it. And I think there is, like there's value to thinking about a lot of different things that front offices could do. And looking around the NBA landscape and seeing what possible options could be out there. Because a lot of the time, I think we get sucked into thinking of the same possibilities, like Paul George and Jimmy Butler. Like, those are the two guys, you know? And when in reality, the Celtics front office probably is brainstorming, like, dozens and dozens of possibilities to go after and think about and try to pry away. And so I do think there's legitimate value there, as long as you do it the right way.
Yeah, I agree. Because it's very easy to get caught up in a cycle. But we're not going to sit here and say, well, what would it take to get Devin Booker? Like, no, stop it.
Devin Booker's legit.
he scored a few points. Dude, yeah. he loves shooting in the garden. Hey, I want to trade for him.
I don't know. He's a loser. He's celebrating 70 in a loss.
let's go to Jay in the car. Jay, what are you going to say about Devin Booker?
He's a loser. He's a loser.
I agree. I think the whole point of this is that there's a time, there's a place, there's a way, and there's fun discussion, which is fine. I think we're both in the same boat. I'm not good at saying, like, I can sit here and look at the Celtics and say they might actually have to trade Avery Bradley this season. That's a thing that the more I think about it, the more I hear, the more I listen to other people talk, I think that trading Avery Bradley is a distinct possibility. I'm not good at looking at the NBA landscape and saying, oh, maybe he would fit here, maybe he would fit there, because it just doesn't, that's not my thing. But there are plenty of people who will sit there and just come up with these scenarios. Fine. But like, Avery Bradley is a legit one to talk about. If you want to sit there and say the Celtics are in a salary cap kind of looking forward crunch after this season, a luxury tax crunch a few years down the road, and trading Avery Bradley this season probably makes the most sense. Now you can start coming up with scenarios for that. That to me is legitimate forward thinking. Come up with a plan. But then you think about, what did the Celtics need in return? You're not taking back salary in return. The whole point of Avery Bradley going out is not you want to part with Avery Bradley. It's that somebody has to go, and he probably makes the most sense for somebody that would go. And that's more, for lack of a better term, salary dump. That's not exactly it, but they would want to not take back salary in return. Understand the rules that being under that, they can do that now. They can make an unbalanced trade this summer for Avery Bradley and take back a pick or somebody on a rookie deal. Maybe, you know, I heard somebody mention Detroit for their draft pick. Kind of makes a little bit of sense. I think it was Bill Simmons. This is a credit to Bill Simmons. You know, Detroit has, what, the 12th pick in the draft. They're in a very playoff-driven, just get to the playoffs. They need to replace probably Caldwell Pope, and because they're not going to pay him what he's worth. They're in a salary cap kind of crunch, so why not make a move there for an Avery Bradley? Take back their pick. They don't give up the 12th pick. That might be a place where something can be worked out. That, to me, is a thought process that makes sense and can be discussed and can be the framework for a discussion. But just random names thrown together because somebody was pissed off. Yeah.
You're just out here regulating, John.
That's it, man.
Just out here regulating fools.
Regulating fools with my paintball gun over my shoulder and a toothpick in my mouth, looking around, surveying my apocalyptic cityscape in Ashland. Saying, don't come at me with that weak trade shit.
I've never played paintball, man.
I did once at Boston Paintball back when they were right next door to the Garden.
That's awesome.
Back in college, when I was back in college, they were there. And my senior trip, one of my senior activities at Emerson, which is right up the street, was to do a paintball thing, and it was like an indoor, it was really cool. You just kind of like, there was two or three rooms, and just, it was, back then it was simple. You just kind of had like the obstacles, and you had two teams, and you just pop, and you walked off, and you started over. But it was a lot of fun. That simple thing was a lot of fun. I can't imagine how much fun this upgraded, multi-layer, multi-building thing is going to be. And then, you know, playing at night, that's going to be really cool. So,
yeah, you're just lining up, just mowing down bad fake trade proposals.
That's my approach. When I go to Boston Paintball, I'm just going to look at everybody on the other side as someone who's proposed a bullshit fake trade. And I'm just going to put them in their place. Each paintball is a little pellet of truth and comeuppance.
Boom. Straight through the heart.
Straight through the heart of your bullshit trade rumor. Oh, God. So many people are going to hate me after this podcast. But just don't hate me too much, or else you won't go to BostonPaintball.com. You're going to miss out on an opportunity.
I don't think people should hate.
You know. I understand.
Hate us.
Well, I think people might listen to this and be like, "You're stop killing our fun." And I'm not trying to kill anybody's fun. You can go have your fun. I want to, when they're in the midst of having this fun, to do it in a kind of just a little more realistic, a little more educated way, to kind of separate, you know, the crap from the actual substance. And if you want to, look, sometimes you just want to go eat a Big Mac and fries. That's Big Mac and fries. But don't bring the Big Mac and fries back to me and tell me it's a gourmet dinner. Like, that's not, don't do that. Let's keep things separate. Yeah,
that shit is good, though.
Let me tell you, I haven't had a Big Mac in, like, forever. The worst experience I ever had was with a Big Mac. I stupidly, back in college, in between double sessions, me and a buddy of mine, two broke college kids, there was a McDonald's around the corner from the gym. So after one session, we went to the McDonald's, and they were for $2 Big Macs. So we each put our money together to get Big Macs and fries and soda. And then that we went to that second session like an hour later, and I had a Big Mac just sitting in my stomach like a cinder block. It was the worst experience. But $2 for $2 Big Macs, though, back then was just huge. Big Mac for a buck?
Yeah, that's the way to do it, man. That's living.
They're not a sponsor. Boston Paintball is. Go to bostonpaintball.com. Use the coupon code GREEN, and you get $50 in your booking a group package. Let them know that you heard it on the Locked On Celtics podcast. All right. I hope you guys had fun with this. I hope you guys understand where we're coming from with this. If you are not a subscriber, please subscribe to the podcast. You'll get us once we post the show. It'll get to your phone, your device, and you'll be able to listen to it. If you're not a subscriber, do that. If you are a subscriber, please rate us 5 stars. Let people know why they should become subscribers. Leave us a little review to kind of explain our greatness. And then that's it. Go make up your trades with your newfound rules. Go out there and have fun. All right. This has been the Locked On Celtics Podcast. We're part of the Locked On Podcast.
This is a salty podcast.
Salt. Lots of